Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for January 18th, 2017. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at theinspiringword.org, and we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. On today's program, we're going to discuss Southern Baptists and their theological divide. Over the past 6 or 7 years, there has been an ongoing and at times a very nasty debate among Southern Baptists regarding Calvinism, or what some refer to as traditionalism, and how it opposes or stands in contrast to Calvinism. To my knowledge, among the hottest and most contested issues are baptism and election. Being a Southern Baptist, I know that the overwhelming number of pastors, especially in the region where I am, they are dispensational in their theology. And I, too, came up among the ranks of the dispensationals. However, upon entering seminary and eventually concentrating my academics in theology, it became necessary for me to know the theological positions that differ from my own. That was probably the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And upon reading and understanding authors like Martin Luther, John Calvin, Thomas Watson, Charles Spurgeon, and many others that came through and were the establishers of the Reformation and the period immediately following it, I began to formulate an understanding of their positions. Now, I'm not saying I agree with these men on every point, but I do have a very real understanding and a very real respect of their positions. I believe that is something which is lacking among some in the Southern Baptist Convention. I don't feel many today have taken the time to sit down and actually read the Reformers and try to glean an understanding of their position. When someone is talking to me and they tell me they are a Calvinist, the first thing that I ask them is, explain that to me. Do you realize there are about 200 different variations of Calvinism practiced in America alone? That's right, in America alone, around 200 variations of Calvinism. So a quick Google on the internet will give you a lot of information, and it will give you some true facts, but you won't get the whole picture because it will always be filtered through an opinion. And that's true with all theological positions, because you have to understand the opinion of the author that is writing them before you can really glean anything from them. And you also need to have a good, firm understanding of the foundation, in this case, the Reformation, and the founders and the fathers of the Reformation. So for a few minutes, let's look at the issue of baptism, and then we'll spend a few minutes on election. John Calvin was a paedobaptist. Now, if you don't know what that term means, you have proven my argument about the lack of theological training in Christianity today. Simply given for this program, a paedobaptist is someone who practices and or believes in infant baptism. Our Presbyterian brothers and sisters are typically paedobaptist. Credobaptists, on the other hand, are the opposite of the baptism coin. You see, the credobaptists believe in believer baptism only. Believer baptism into the local congregation and believer baptism into the body of Christ. However, the credobaptist believer baptism is a little more involved. You see, credo indicates there is a conformity to a doctrinal standard. When that is satisfied and the candidate enters believer's baptism, they are then permitted to take the Lord's Supper. That is all part of the Credo Baptist. Now, the dispensationalists typically practice believer's baptism and practice it strictly in an adult or youth setting by someone who is old enough or who convinces them they are old enough to understand the convictions of sin and to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they practice believer's baptism as an indication of congregational membership. And they have no written doctrinal creed to conform with, the dispensationalists I'm speaking of. As I've said on previous broadcasts, with many ways that the Baptist denomination is practiced, I'm certain you will find many variations of these basic practices. But the point is, for the discussion on today's broadcast, you have an understanding of the ideas behind baptism and where there are differences. Now, those differences are understandable. They have been around for centuries, and they will probably always be around. I do not expect there to be any resolution of anything anytime soon. But the disappointing part of the debate is when it becomes personal and people become very vindictive, they become ugly in the way they handle it. It takes away from the testimony of the church. And that's what bothers me. That's why I'm making this broadcast. I'm not trying to convince you or sway you in one way or the other, but I am wanting you to understand the way you handle it and the way you discuss it and the way you present it is going to reflect on the body of Christ. Well, we've spoken about baptism. Let's talk a little bit about election. Calvinists, and I use that term generally, hold to the belief that God has elected the church, the body of Christ, to eternal life. And those not elected to eternal life are destined for hell. This has been explained many ways and by many different people. And please do not think that I'm going to settle this disagreement either with this humble broadcast. We need to understand also that dispensationalists, on the other hand, generally feel the individual person comes to Christ of their own free will. Both agree that salvation comes only through Jesus Christ. The contention often lies in the debate between whether God calls or people decide. I can add to the discussion of election this much more. Many times in Scripture, we find that God has hardened someone's heart in order to accomplish His will. We also read in the New Testament where Jesus calls His disciples. Jesus even teaches that those very disciples that God has delivered them into His hands. Now, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11 provides some very good teaching on election, and I suggest that you read it and let it speak to you as to what God is telling the Apostle Paul as he writes his letter to the Ephesians. Some of you may be asking how I personally stand among all of this debate. Am I Calvinist? Am I dispensationalist? Where do I stand? Well, I hold more to a Reformed Baptist theology. I am fundamentally Credo Baptist, and I lean toward an election position of salvation more so than a free will position. But this is just me, and again, I don't wholly devote and align myself with Calvin, and I don't totally and wholly align myself with any of the dispensationalists. I do see and I do try to work from Scripture instead of aligning myself with a particular belief or a particular system. However, in doing so, you have to understand you will be by default aligning yourself in one of these positions or somewhere and some mixture between them. I have friends who are worshipers as Presbyterians, as Methodists, and many forms of Baptist, and I love them all. They're all brothers and sisters in Christ. The point of the broadcast today is Jesus Christ, and it is proclaiming Him to the world around us. Isn't that what we are called to do as Christians? I know that Baptists can be very opinionated. Even when they know or realize that some of their theology and doctrine may be wrongly placed, they can still be very opinionated. I have met folks from other denominations with the same opinionated mindset, though. If we must disagree, let's do it in love. Let's do it with respect for one another. Let's do it and still have a heart of helping each other succeed and helping each other carry on the testimony of the church in Jesus Christ. Let's stop tearing each other down. Let's stop the nastiness. Let's stop the finger pointing and the name calling. Let's love one another. Let's remember the two commandments that Christ said. He said to love God with all of our mind, heart, and soul, and to love our brothers as ourselves, our neighbors. We can do that. We're the body of Christ. We can do that. There is the debate among Southern Baptists between Calvinism and the traditional SBC mindset, and that has been around for a long time, and I have no thoughts that it's going to go away anytime soon. As a matter of fact, it will probably escalate because there are many people that are finding that they agree with more of a Reformed Baptist Calvinistic approach than they do the traditionals. And I'm not saying that's good, bad, or otherwise, but I am saying that as long as those two viewpoints exist within the Southern Baptist Convention, we must find a way to reconcile our efforts to win the lost to Jesus Christ. I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to your walk with the Lord. Our desire is to reach as many people as possible. And to accomplish this, we need your help by sharing our podcast and our website with others. You will help us share God's Word around the world. Will you help us by telling others about the inspiring Word? You can find us by reading the Blue Ridge Christian News, by visiting theinspiringword.org, or through iTunes, where we are the Inspiring Word Podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much. And until next time, may God keep you firmly in His grip.